Hello, heroes, and welcome to another exciting episode of One Shot. I'm James D'Amato, your Game Master. This week, we're continuing our D&D 5th Edition adventure with Of Drow Origin, thanks to our sponsor, Distracted Mind Games. The Of Drow Origin module itself has already been published and is available on DriveThruRPG. But Distracted Mind Games is currently running a Kickstarter to produce miniatures to accompany their adventure. Whether you're looking to run Of Drow Origin with all the bells and whistles, or you're just looking for elf and human minis with personality to expand your collection, you'll want to check out this Kickstarter. You can find links to the Of Drow Origin module and mini Kickstarter in the show notes. Coming up this week on the One Shot Twitch stream on Thursday, we'll be streaming more Gloomhaven for a new episode of TPK at 7 p.m. Central Time. Then on Sunday the 15th at 1 p.m. we'll be streaming a preview of Zombie World, the latest horror RPG to come out of Magpie Games, and it'll be run by Magpie's own Sarah Richardson. Heroes might remember Sarah from their nightmares, because she also ran Bluebeard's Bride on One Shot. I am expecting Zombie World to be a pretty great game, and I can't wait for people to see the faces that I make while Sarah runs a game for me. That's Sunday the 15th at 1 p.m. Central Time. You can find all that and more at twitch.tv/oneshotrpg. Before we get to our episode, I want to take a quick moment and thank some of our backers on Patreon. Nick Bowton, thank you. Troy Oatway, thank you so much. Jason Quinn, thank you. Donna Brown, thanks so much. Mishy Steller, thank you. Sebastian Patre, thank you. Thomas Critelli O'Donnell, thank you so much. Elijah Kinch Spector, thank you. David Brunel Brutman, thank you. Matthew Luce, thank you so much. Foob, thank you. Ari Trauke, thank you. Jordan O'Rourke, thanks so much. Jessica Ferdima Cox, thank you. Lysel Schill, thank you. Johan Berkvist, thank you. Trevor Griswold, thank you. Xander, wizard of the city hidden under rivers, thank you. Randy Lubin, thank you. Charlie Owens, thank you so much. Mikhail, thank you. Dan Pakul, thank you. Paul Schillinger, thank you so much. And Alan Cohen, thank you. Heroes, we're going to be adding new shows to the network soon, and I am so excited about all of them, but we wouldn't be able to produce any of them without the support of our Patreon backers. That money not only supports shows like One Shot and Campaign, but it supports everything the network does, and it allows me to make this my only job, which I am incredibly grateful for. So if you like what you hear on One Shot or any show on the network, please consider making a donation. And with all of that out of the way, let's get to the show.
Having turned into a wolf certainly freaks out some of the wedding guests and Uther.
Gordon just goes, and I think Clutch is thinking now that this is going to be a pretty bad trip for him.
He's just rocking in the corner.
Someone just turned into a wolf. He like melts to the ground. It goes to the fetal position, I think. Mm-hmm.
So there's enough yelling right now that I think some people are backing away and they're doing the ooh-ah thing, giving a wide berth to the scene that's happening in the hallway right here. Uther also observed this and he makes a comment, "I knew she was a bitch." And
wow.
Can I say, upon that comment,
real quick, fast.
Rugaru, who was Delilah's wolf friend, doesn't like that when Uther comes up. So she, is it? Yeah. Genders are bullshit. So she bounds through the doors in the front hall.
Yeah.
Uther is now standing between Delilah as a wolf and Rugaru, her packmate.
Okay. Fantastic.
So wait, we had wolves at this party?
We do now.
Oh.
All right. So, Mahari, seeing all of this happen, what is your response to what's going on?
You know, first, just freaked out. Very confused. My dad just fainted. I found something that I didn't know there was ever a copy of, and it belonged to my mother. So, I've put it together, and I know what's going on. So, I'm just very confused and upset.
All right. Are you going to do anything? Are you just standing there? You're confused and upset, but are you doing anything else?
You know, I'm looking at my spell list, you know, because I don't know if shit's about to go left. like, it's already started to go in a weird a weird place. And so I think I'm going to cast a spell on my dad. Let's see. I'm going to do a sanctuary.
Sanctuary allows means that no one else can hurt him without making a significant effort.
Yes.
Yeah. Not physically, not emotionally, which I think is going to be critically important in this fight.
It's crucial for right now. So I think that's going to be, that's my move. I'm going to cast a spell of sanctuary.
All right. Great. Mm-hmm. So Judas, for a moment, you passed out. You are on the ground. As you wake up, you find yourself face to face with a wolf breathing in your face.
I think before I wake up, I think I'm in sort of a dreamscape of the last time that I saw Drasair, which I think like Mahari had just been born and it was right before you dashed off. What were you wearing on the day that you left previously, never to return?
What's your favorite color?
God, you know what? It's going to be mauve, I think. I think let's make it more tangled, which goes really great with your skin tone and hair color, I think.
Yeah, as a drow, yeah, mauve looks amazing on me. And I think that day I had a mauve robe that you had given me as a gift. And I put it on underneath my armor and made my escape because I knew that I was being tracked and I didn't want anything to happen to you or Mahari.
Yeah, and I don't know this. So he's just there. I know it's not much, but you do look so beautiful in it. And
oh, it was during the night, so you had no idea.
Oh, okay. Oh, so
it was when you were sleeping.
So I am like,
that's right.
Just, this is the last thing I saw of you then was you putting on this robe as yep. I'm like half asleep because I felt you get up.
Mm-hmm.
So I see a sight of you putting on this like mauve robe, like curling it around yourself. You take one last look at me before you open the door to leave. And that's the last I see of you. And then the dancing mauve robe in the dream, as it's like moving in the firelight and whatnot, transforms into the twisted, snarling face of a mauve wolf that is standing right above me.
Ah! Huge slurpy lick.
While that's going on, Melistra turns around and tells you, she's calling you a traitor, and she says, that's the matron's ring. Why do you have the matron's ring?
Borrowed it.
You don't get the sense that she's necessarily put all the pieces together. She just sees that you had the ring, okay?
Mm.
And then she notices the ring on the child. And then she says, that's the matron. One of those is definitely the matron's ring, and I want them both now. And she holds her hand out, expecting for you to give them to her obediently.
I think at this point, things have gone so up in the air that I'm quite done with Melistra. I didn't like her to begin with. I think I'm going to turn to Mahari and say, Mahari, dear, take Hooch and go outside and be safe. Please leave us here and go find a safe place to hide. We're going to deal with this.
Is this a riddle?
No.
This feels like a riddle.
This is a straightforward request that you make yourself safe.
Okay. What's going to happen to Dad?
He's going to be just fine. I promise.
Why does that wolf have Delilah's eyes?
That's a really weird and good question.
Who's Delilah?
I just see a weird pink, reddish wolf over there doing some weird shit to Judas. Ooh.
If I leave, is my spell still on him?
It would be, yes. While you two are talking and you're not being compliant, Melistra casts another spell and the wall behind you turns to solid stone. The door shapeshifts out
and it's strong.
Solid.
Uh-oh.
Fourth level right. Spell. We're in trouble.
While we're deliberating, then, as soon as I see that happen, I say, Mahari, stay with Hooch and stay behind me. As far away from her as you possibly can.
Okay. So I run and stand behind Drasair.
Great. Drasair is going to take an active stance and act to defend Mahari.
Okay. What is Delilah doing?
She knows. She's certainly like, she's put it together that her wedding has now been crashed by her brand new husband's first wife.
Who was previously dead.
Yeah. This is like a huge bummer. And she didn't mean to lose her cool back there. I feel like she comes back out of like her wolf status. Like,
and still like, licking Judas?
Yeah, I think she has to, right? She has to like stand back up and like awkwardly hold her wedding dress back to herself and be like, you guys, I'm so sorry. Ugh. Ugh. Sometimes that happens, right? Who doesn't have that happen?
What?
So you didn't mention that your ex-wife was still alive and that you invited her. That's kind of not cool, babe.
Like Judas tries to say something, but he can't even begin to process that Dresser is here. I don't think he knew that Delilah is a wolf.
I feel like Delilah is getting more and more angry at the lack of response
to the wolf part.
Can I cast Hold Person?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to cast Hold Person and like hold Judas perfectly still until he explains exactly what is going on and why she's here.
Hold Person, is that Wisdom?
It's a Wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
Oh, no. Heal, dumb dumb.
Oh, I rolled a 17, though.
Okay.
And I don't have penalties to my Wisdom.
Yeah. Will pass.
Okay.
Your spell casting modifier, your spell casting DC, if you look in your spell area, it says spell casting. It tells you what your spell casting DC is.
People need to roll under that for your spells, for the spell like Hold Person to be effective.
Okay.
So I think, very surprised, would Judas have known that Delilah can cast magic at all?
He hasn't been shown that smart. At this point.
He's not smart. He wouldn't have figured it out either. So he's cast spells before, so he knows what magic is like when it is cast. And like he feels you cast it. He feels like a layer of protection that Mahari had on him.
That's right.
But I mean, we'll ignore that for now. I think this is kind of an important story thing. What are you? Who are you? What have you done with Delilah?
Do you think that I managed to come here to this place and make of myself what I have without a few tricks up my sleeve, babe?
And he like turns away from this like cackling sort of intimidating looking person back to this shadow of his past. Is Dresseri looking at him at all? I imagine you're probably pretty preoccupied with Mahari and your first sister, daughter.
I have Mahari tucked behind me. So I feel like if there's a couch or something that could be sizable that could block any kind of view, I would have pushed Mahari behind it and I would be standing in front of it.
Probably a bookshelf over here.
Yeah, that's perfect. Just tuck her into the corner and I'm in front of her and Hooch is next to her too, just as a double protection. And she's got all eyes on first sister, but she does spare looks towards you.
So yeah, is there any emotion in those looks? Because he's searching for it right now. He's completely dumbfounded.
At this point, now that the veil has essentially been dropped and it's pretty obvious that this is her daughter, she has nothing left to hide from the first daughter. Mm-hmm. And her emotions are plain on her face. She is obviously distressed. She is worried for Mahari. And you can see a feeling in her eyes that's asking for you.
After all this time. I think the only thing that he can say before something else action-oriented happens.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what is Rugara doing? You mentioned that you had summoned him, and there's a wolf in the Great Hall right now. So Uther will certainly respond, but I want to know what he's responding to.
Rugara does not like Uther and knows that Uther is what is standing in the way of everything. This could have been beautiful. This could have been a perfect life. And the only thing in the way is this guy. So Rugaru, who also has an internal monologue that sounds exactly like Delilah's, it's like, oh my god, it's Uther! So
yes, this wolf pack.
Yes, this wolf.
Yes,
yes, wolves.
Through wolves.
Krugar was fluorescent purple, by the way.
Yeah.
This is the best bull effect you've ever seen. Rugaro is menacing Uther and just kind of is going up to it, has a lot of shoulders and like head movement, and is like, are you going to even get in on this? So it's just menacing. Is ready to attack Uther because Uther is the one who is trying to bring everything to ruin that could have been perfect.
So Uther grabs a chair and is using the chair to sort of defend or block, but he's not actively attacking Rugaro. He's trying to push Rugaro back and send him out. He's calling Hooch also.
I think Hooch is pretty connected to Mahari and is not. And like Hooch likes Uther, but he's got a sort of a higher stakes thing happening in the library. So Uther does not get Hooch.
All right. There's sort of a standoff between the old man and the wolf in the hall. Mm-hmm. We have, I think that in terms of mechanical actions, we've all taken our action for this round. Mm-hmm. And then we will, you know, be considered at the top of the next round. And I think that where am I going to get the most drama? Because this is what I like to do is I like to actually use popcorn initiative.
For sure.
It's storytelling initiative where you just find the most action oriented item and then the next person just pass it off to them. So
I have an idea.
Yeah,
go for it.
Delilah turns to Melistra and says, when I asked for your help to kill people, I didn't think you'd bring her.
Ooh.
Oh, my word.
Ooh.
Melistra says, I didn't know what I was bringing when I brought her. Feel like Melistra is going to just take action right now and just go take the ring herself. She doesn't need magic to take it from a little girl, and you're just a fourth daughter in the way. So she's going to try and push past you at this point.
Okay. So we're doing like a physical check, like a strength?
Really? Are you going to let her push past you?
No.
No. Well, then you're going to then oppose her, yes.
Yeah, how are you going to oppose her? Is this coming to blows yet, or are you just like in a wrestler?
I would assume that she's just uses her authority to try to walk past, and I step into her path and bodily stop her.
Okay. So, yeah.
Oh, that's a critical failure.
Oh, well, that's only the only thing that saved Melistra from my 3. Fortunately, 5th edition doesn't use critical failure rules, especially for opposed checks. So you'll add your skill modifier anyway.
Okay.
And we'll see where this ends up.
For strength?
Yes, I'm still going to end up at a 3.
I'm still going to just be a 2.
A 2. All right. So
yep. Wow.
Melistra does manage to...
Is it a saving? No, it's not a saving throw.
No, this is just a sort of... Well, it's an athletics or acrobatics. You can use either because it's grapple.
Oh.
It's effectively a grapple.
That might be the nug. Do you not have athletics? It would be one of the first skills listed because they would be alphabetical.
Oh, no athletics then.
Oh, no.
I just have animal handling, medicine, nature, perception, stealth, survival, sleight of hand.
Yeah, so unfortunately, I think we see a pretty incompetent...
Can Hooch, like, pounce on Melistra?
Absolutely. So Tresser was the first line of defense, but Hooch was also kind of waiting there in defense. So I think that Hooch can sort of react to that as well.
Because Hooch has bite, a melee weapon attack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll say Hooch can definitely just go and bite her. She's going to go reach for Mahari, she kind of reached around you. She pushed Tresser aside and was reaching towards Mahari, her open hand available. Hooch can now just take a bite out of her. So you can go ahead and make an attack roll against her.
Yeah, I think in the passing and my failure, it was just a fear moment facing the first daughter of a family for the first time and like not knowing.
I think to make matters worse, Hooch probably jumps into action like as you're ready to do something.
Probably.
It's a big, burly, beefy boy. Yeah,
like
so.
trying to get my nerve up and the dog goes for it first.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Do I add anything?
Yeah, you'll add +3 to your roll.
Okay, so it's an 8.
An 8. She's faster than Hooch. So she goes to reach. What Hooch does is makes her withdraw her hand. So she doesn't actually grab at Mahari this turn. She's certainly making the actions to go do so. But with Hooch there, how do you want to respond to that? You can certainly take an action at this point.
I think that seeing Hooch take that action kind of bolstered me a little bit. I realized that I'm not in this alone, that I'm surrounded by people who loved me or loved me. And I am going to if possible, I'd like to cast Hunter's Mark on Melistra.
Oh, for sure. So she is now marked. Yes. What does that mark look like?
I want it to look like the spider ring right on the center of her forehead. Mm,
for sure. So she wears that mark on her forehead, and it's glowing, and you can see it, and others can see it as well.
Yes.
Okay. So what does Mahari do? Mahari's being grabbed at.
Yeah. Okay. So Mahari does not like it. Here's my question. The ring glows purple when my emotions intensify. Mm-hmm. And I have trouble keeping my emotions in as I am 10 years old. If I'm like super emotional, does anything come out of that ring? Can I summon an extra power or like can it shoot? Like what can I'm really looking for something else I could do.
I absolutely love that you're asking this question. I have box text for it.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes.
Already okay. In the game.
Okay. See, I'm thinking.
All right. So as your emotions rise, the silver spider-shaped ring on Mahari's finger begins to glow a soft purple as the legs of the spider seem to grasp even more tightly around her finger. The glow becomes more intense until it erupts into a bright flash. The ethereal form of a beautiful drow woman appears before Mahari, bathed in what remains of the purple light. She wears a flowing black dress with silky strands of silver running through it like spider webs. In the purple glow, the shimmering almost appears as if her dress is moving. She smiles gently at Mahari, touches a long, slender finger to her cheek, and says in a very soothing voice, "Still yourself, child. Tell me what it is that it pains you so that I may make it better."
Ooh, okay. I want Melisandre out of there. She's scaring me. She's scaring Hooch. She's trying to hurt the woman that I believe is my mother at the very least related to me. So I want Melisandre to get out, to be like shot out of there.
Okay. So that thing happens, actually. That exact thing happens. You ask for Melistra to be gone, and she is gone. She waves her hand towards Melistra, and Melistra disappears from your sight.
Whoa!
She appears... She just disappears from your sight.
Okay.
And she says... The apparition moves behind Mahari to whisper into her ear, "Child, know that you are favored to rule in your house. You need only the strength of will to control the things which feel out of control. Use this gift wisely, and you can learn to master it." She places her hand onto Mahari's shoulder, and Mahari feels a surge of emotion and energy. A small spider crawls off of the drow woman's finger and onto Mahari's shoulder into some crevice in the folds of her clothes. She moves to look Mahari in the eyes. "You will serve our queen well, child." Before disappearing, the illusion of the drow woman melts away into 1,000 tiny spiders and scurries into the shadows.
Okay. Guys, I think a ghost just told me I'm in charge now.
All right.
Ghost just told me that I'm in charge now, okay?
I think Judas has been sort of dealing with a different problem because his wolf wife... has just said to this drow woman who his first love was fighting that she brought this other drow woman here to do some murders?
Just some hot murders?
Low-key murders.
Is this what you meant when you said you had a surprise?
Surprise.
You had an assassin? You welcomed an assassin into our home?
Okay, well, they're also like my friends and my sisters, but yeah, basically. I kind of thought you'd be more grateful.
your friends and sisters?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Delilah? I had no idea that Drasir was your sister?
Okay, so it's like a coven connection thing, so it's, okay, it's complicated. I didn't know that she was like your first love or whatever, so we've got some stuff to talk about in the marriage bed later tonight.
I think we absolutely have a couple things to talk about.
Guys, the spider ghost said that I am in charge.
Mahari, one moment, darling. Adults are talking right now.
Dad, Delilah, look upon me as your equal. I am now your equal.
I love this gambit.
Is this what you paid that man for?
What?
Don't be stupid with me. A ghost put me in charge. I have certifications now from the sheriff's office and a spider ghost.
The ghost sheriff.
Just a regular sheriff, and then a ghost that I kind of think is maybe my grandma.
Okay.
Is this what you paid that man for?
Mahari, darling, what are you talking about?
Dad, I have been practicing my stalking and pursuant skills, and in doing so, I would track Delilah. I would see her leave the house, and then I would wait 10 minutes to give her a head start and give me a safe distance from which to track. And Hooch and I would follow her, and she's been meeting some man in town and giving him money. I didn't want to say anything because at first I was like, oh, what if it's like a sex? And but now there's...
That was your first assumption. We have to talk about the novels that you've been allowed to
and
read.
And then, but now Ghost and Wolf and Grandma and Dead Mom and I need
I have answers. Never known this child to lie. Is this true? Have you been meeting with some stranger in the woods to summon an assassin into our home?
Yeah, I told you that. Look, here's
I told you that I did not want to do that.
Right, but you're too weak to actually take care of everyone in this family and household. So I took care of it. I thought you would be more grateful.
Believe it or not, a lack of willingness to murder one's own family members is not actually a sign of weakness.
That's where we have to disagree.
I have no choice but to place Delilah under a small citizen's arrest.
Yes, citizen's arrest!
Okay, can I conjure a fog spell? Fog cloud?
Ooh!
I would love a fog cloud right now, but you know what? There's just a little bit more that I need to do before that fog comes.
Okay.
It just took off in such a great direction. I wanted you to keep going with that.
I had no other choice.
Yeah. Okay, so... If I could have your character sheet, you don't need that anymore.
Okay.
What?
You have
Did
a
she
new
just
one.
Have a magical girl transformation?
Yes.
This is what happened.
She doesn't realize, but her emotions are all over at this point. And
this is a magical girl transformation. She's got an animal companion. She's got a glowing ring with a spider goddess in it.
She had a glow up.
This is some Sailor Moon shit.
Absolutely.
Right
so.
Now.
This is
so
okay.
We're going to, at the end of every turn, I'm going to ask you how you feel. And we're going to have a response to how you feel. This is a new magic system I introduced for this setting called empathetic, sympathetic.
Sympathetic magic.
Magic, yes exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we'll talk more about that. I just want to give you a minute to read that.
Mm-hmm.
Your fog happens, and I have more box text. One more piece of box text. As the room fills with fog, a small dark cloud appears over Hooch, obscuring him from view. A yelp from within is cut short as sounds of bones snapping and flesh tearing can be heard.
No!
The room fills with fog. A moment of silence falls over the entire area, broken by clicks and scrapes of chitin on the stone floor.
What's a chitin?
Chitin's like insect external stuff.
Oh.
This could be a big spider, probably.
It appears my grandma's a spider ghost, and I have a little spider on my on my shoulder.
I'm really proud
He's
of
chill.
You, honey.
He's chill. Also, just would like to remind everyone once more that I've placed Delilah under a small citizen's arrest. And I would like for her to stand down.
So Clutch is, he's very excited by this whole thing.
No.
He's
God,
he is totally enamored. He's like, this is the best show ever. And Dimitri is over by you asking you, hey, so you've got an extra woman now?
Dimitri.
Yeah, I mean, I can take her off your hands, whichever one you want. You can have whichever one.
I hate everything that you're saying to me right now. Really, really hate it. But I do have something important that I need you to do.
Okay.
Really listen to me, Dimitri.
I'm listening.
Because I can't do this and I need you to do this for me.
Yeah.
there is a man here. He's got long silver hair. He's got small round gold spectacles. He's in a fine black suit. That is Alabaster. He is our family's attorney, and I need to speak with him immediately.
I'll go get Alabaster.
You keep him.
I'll go get him.
Dimitri, keep him safe.
He will be safe. Safe.
He's trying to say that under his breath. Delilah, you probably should do like a, we should do like an opposed roll to see if you can hear.
Yeah, so you'll do a stealth and you'll do a perception.
Oh, damn, stealth.
What can Judas do? I have no wisdom, no stealth.
Hell yes. I did. He can roll well sometimes.
He can roll well.
I got a 22.
What do I have?
Perception. If do you have the skill
under skills, here?
No.
Then you're just gonna.
And she's not in wolf form right
now. 5.
So he had.
Total? Yeah. No. It was 3 plus 2. I know.
Okay.
You definitely heard a conversation between Judas and Dimitri about two women, and you saw Judas like frustratedly like whisper some harsh instruction to Dimitri and send mm-hmm. him on his way.
Meanwhile, Uther is actively pushing Rugaru back mm-hmm. with his chair shield. Is Rugaru going quietly into the night?
No, this is bullshit. He can clearly feel that there's been a fox spell casted. Things are not great. He sensed like a glow up go on, and he's like, okay, this pack just grew and got a little bit weirder, and I'm freaking out, right? Like, because I feel like they're all part of the family. So he's gonna go ahead and bite.
Okay, so he's gonna try to bite around Uther's shield, yeah. His chair rather.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Okay, 19, and then I...
You don't need to add anything. That's fine.
Okay, great. Yeah.
So you will certainly take a good chunk out of Uther's calf.
You're good.
No,
it's... 1.
So 4 and 1 and 3 is 8 total.
Yay!
Nice. Okay, nice. So
a nice big chunk out of Uther, and he shouted, and he is going to respond by hitting you with a chair. And he rolled a 14, I believe. Does that hit his armor class? So look under armor class. It's on the top.
13, yeah.
A 13. So he does strike with the chair, and that is an improvised weapon. He does 3 points of damage to Rugaru. And I believe Delilah suffers a little for that too, right? It's under your pack attribute. She actually suffers half of the damage that he takes.
Okay.
All right. So remember, this room is being filled with fog at mm-hmm. this point. Mm-hmm. And nobody's going to be able to see anything that's going on. So, Tresair, what are you doing? How are you responding to all of this?
Initially, I would like to do a nature check to see if I know exactly what has emerged behind me from Hooch.
Okay.
Nature is plus 3, so I got an 11.
An 11. I will say that you don't know what has happened, but based on the clicks and scrapes, you know that you're in your drow society. If the men, especially the men, very rarely the women are being punished, the punishment worse than death is to be turned into a half person, half spider.
Sort of like a spider centaur.
Drider.
Oh. Yeah, like Darth Maul.
Sorry. So it's a drider. What do I know about driders?
It's a very painful existence because it's an awful thing to be. That's about as much as you could tell about.
Are they just like naturally aggressive toward anyone, or?
In the drow society, they are, but okay. So are most drow.
Okay.
So
great. So Hooch has been turned into that, or that has been summoned.
You don't know. This is what she knows about Drider.
But so wait, is Hooch a Drider right now?
We don't know because the room is filled with fog.
Okay.
Mm. You just hear the clicky clacky.
Yeah, that's all we know.
Okay. I am going to pick up Mahari, and I would like to quickly do a perception check with an advantage on the hunter's mark that I've placed to mm-hmm. see if I know where Melistra went.
Yes. Okay. Advantage will let you roll that twice.
That's right. I rolled the same thing twice.
Oh, boy.
Perception is plus 5, so I rolled a 10.
A 10.
Yeah.
You could feel that she's near.
Okay.
But that's all.
I know
all.
She's still in the area.
Yeah, right.
Cool. I'm going to... She doesn't know where she is. I think pick her up and move into that alcove and try to, like, put that table between us and whatever else is happening.
So it was you had walked into the room and did a survey of the room and kind of got the general layout. So mm-hmm. you know where it's at, but yes. it is a room filling with fog.
Yes.
And you don't know, you can't see where it's at. So Watch everything, it. All of your movement is much slower right now.
Well, I got two things. Tell me which is useful. So on my first sheet, it said I have like intimate, very good knowledge of the whole yes. manor and grounds.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's a dark vision?
Dark vision lets you see in the dark, but not through fog.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Feels like we're splitting hairs, but I'll go with it. But I do have very good knowledge of navigating
mm-hmm.
the castle, the manor. So I think I can guide us there. Even in the fog.
Sure.
Because I know the house so well.
My only point is that mm-hmm. it's you're not going to get very far, but certainly you'll make your way in here.
Okay.
Now, I would like for both of you to give me, we're going to call it an acrobatics or a dexterity check if you don't have acrobatics.
On my 20?
Yes.
On my 20? Okay.
18.
Okay.
17?
Yeah, you're able to navigate without any problems. You don't even knock into anything. You actually just go to where you want to be. You're in their room. You feel comfortable and safe. And you didn't run into anything at all.
Great.
Okay. Great. Now the room is full of fog. What are you two doing? And it's expanding. The fog is expanding.
I mean, I heard a shout as my father was like attacked by a wolf.
Yes.
So
yes.
He's going to move over to try and help this terrible man.
Okay. So so the wolf is actually right behind you, but your wife is in the way.
The second one, to be clear. The most recent.
I don't know if I was ever married to Tristan.
Oh, that's
was
true.
I married?
She no. wanted me no. to assume.
Yeah. I need to help him. Let me out of the way. Just please get out of the way.
I feel like we need to talk.
Okay. We'll have this conversation. I'm not killing my father, and neither are you. Stop this now.
Well, that's why I asked these guys to come help us. Drow, don't mind.
Now, believe it or not, I picked up on that pretty quickly, actually. It's not a matter of have you prepared to do it? Have you made arrangements to do it? The matter is that we're not doing it. This isn't right. I don't like the way he treats me, but that doesn't mean he deserves to die.
What would?
And... Judas is definitely a person of like moral character, just not very smart. So he doesn't have a good response to this. He looks frustrated and confused and upset, and he just wordlessly tries to push past her.
She lets him.
Okay. What are you doing?
He's going to move over to his father.
There's a dog in your, a wolf, a, what is it, a fluorescent purple?
Yeah.
A fluorescent purple wolf trying to bite through a chair that your father is using as a shield.
I think my father was bitten, so I'm just going to try, and if the wolf is not going to make any movements to attack me, I'm going to try and grab my father and pull him back into this room here.
Is the wolf going to oppose that?
No, I think Rugaro is going to actually, at this you know, now that Uther is temporarily disabled, he's going to run and try and help Delilah in the fog room.
Okay. Your father, you pull your father back and he tells you, I warned you about her. She's no good for anything. Now go get my...
Really? Is this the time? Is this the time?
Go get my service weapon. I will defend this house since you can't.
No, you will leave this house immediately. Do you understand the danger that you're in? There are people here... creatures here that want to kill you.
And my granddaughter is here and I will defend her.
You are not capable of defending her. You are just being menaced by a wolf. Listen to me. If you die, I have no idea what's in your will. I really don't, Dad. I don't. So I don't know where the money is going or where custody of that child might go if something happens to me. But if something happens to you... I know that there's a future, so you stay alive.
You're finally making a decision. Now go act on it.
He's fucking livid. And he is going to, leaving his father here to do what he may, he is going to run back into this mist room to try and protect his child.
Fantastic. Now, we are at the end of the round. I do not want you to turn this sheet over, okay? Or lift it up, because I don't want anyone to see what's on
She's
the back
got
of this.
Superpowers!
But I would like for you to tell me how you're feeling.
Sailor Moon ass.
This is...
So many more things in life should have this.
It's definitely fear.
You are feeling some fear.
Yeah. Okay.
And I do want to point out, for those who can't see, I mean, we don't know the ins and outs of what's happening, but Allie was just handed like a color wheel emotional chart.
Just a color. Yeah, just a straight up color wheel.
Specifically spider web shaped.
So she's got some abilities that we are not privy to.
So you are feeling fear.
Yes.
Now, you have the ability, you need to control that fear. How okay. well can you control that fear is going to determine who is affected by the fear.
Okay.
Okay? So I would like for you to roll an insight roll, and that's your, so you'll roll your d20 and add your bonus.
Where's my insight bonus?
If you don't have insight as a skill, then you'll use your wisdom bonus.
Okay. 17.
A 17. What is the biggest target of your fear right now?
I can't hear Pooch anymore. Like, I don't hear, but I don't know what's happened, and we didn't get, like, he took damage, just something happened, and I don't hear Hooch running around. So I'm very, very scared, because I don't know if the thing came out of him, or the mm-hmm. thing, like, ate him or something.
Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and Hooch had, like, hit points, so I don't know if he got his hit points or what happened to him.
That's great.
I do like that Mahari has, like, an idea of what hit points are. I guess yeah. that's medicine in the world of D&D. I can just see, well, sweetheart, everyone has a handful of hit points. And if you lose them, that's it.
Why does people have different values?
Sometimes you move on to a death save.
The talk.
You're thinking about Hooch and you're worried about whether or not he is safe. As you're thinking about him, his head pops in the room, and the room is clear of fog, mm-hmm. And you can see his head. As he looks around, its familiar eyes are filled with uncertainty about what happened to him, and he steps into the room, revealing his whole self.
No!
He has 8 legs and a giant thorax.
Yeah, okay.
He has turned into a spider. Below his jowl is a giant spider fang itself, dripping with both saliva and or poison. As he steps in, you could see his eyes, but uh-huh. you also see many other eyes on his head.
Whoa. Okay.
And he approaches you, and he licks you.
Yeah, he's fine.
Can I just, like, real quick cast an animal friendship spell? There's a new threat in the room. Things are tense. I just want to make sure that everyone understands that I'm trying to take care of it.
Love it.
All right.
What do we do?
So we are now in a new round. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you will do that thing, the emotional web, okay. at the end of every round. Okay, that will okay. signal mm-hmm. new round.
But okay? So now I'm asking for her to do animal.
So you are... The only caveat to that is you can't see this animal that's in the room because the room is filled with fog. Her room isn't.
Oh,
this room isn't.
I misunderstood.
This room is filled with fog.
Okay,
though.
Nice.
So I say you've got some drama going on over there. What's going on with you?
Okay, so we're still in the fog-filled room.
You're not in the fog-filled room. You are in the Great Hall. This okay. room filled with fog, per your desire yeah. to do so. Your husband ran off with his father mm-hmm. and went into the main house. And
then he went
has disappeared. He has disappeared from your perspective. That's all you can tell. But you do see across the room is that drow, that older drow woman. She is picking herself up off the floor and brushing herself off and approaching you aggressively. She's very angry. She's not mad, like she's not going to attack you, but this is definitely not the plan that she had planned.
Okay. Hey girl, this didn't go like we expected, huh?
You humans and your frail plans.
Okay, well, see, the thing is that you were supposed to sneak in here and take care of Uther. I'm supposed to be in my wedding bed right now, but I'm here talking to you, aren't I?
Where's the child?
I don't care. She's, I don't know, back in the fog there was clicking. I don't care. Take care of Uther. He's the real threat.
I want the child.
Why do you want this child? Leave her alone. Oh, my God.
She's got my ring.
You guys are really just like one-minded... Fine, take her. I don't care, but you have to kill Uther first.
Where is the old man?
I don't know. Rigaro bit him and then was so mad because he tasted gross and came back to help me. He's over there.
Rigaro, I think it's like a sarcastic sort of like wolf look.
Like clicks his huge teeth. Like, her teeth. Her teeth, sorry. Like,
all right, so she will storm off, not really wanting to take orders from a human, mm-hmm. but knowing that she needs to play nice with you in order to keep things under control, she's going to storm off into the house in the direction that you had instructed.
Okay.
So with that being said, you two are together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is your response to this hooch situation?
Boy, I think she's a little mortified just to see what's happened to Hooch, but Hooch is being friendly, so I'm just like, okay, this is where we are right now. I think she would be more concerned with Mahari at the moment, though. Seeing that Hooch isn't an actual threat, she would turn to Mahari. I'm certain you have many questions.
Yeah, first of all, what? Followed by, huh? And rounding it out with, what?
I'll try to keep this brief, seeing as there are some people here we don't want to deal with. A long time ago, after you were born, I found a threat that could hurt both you and your father. And instead of staying and putting you both in danger, I took it upon myself to leave and make sure that both of you were safe. In that time, I'm not sure what happened or who said what, but apparently it was decided that I was dead.
Yeah, that was what was decided. That was pretty clearly like that. Yup. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty messed up.
She has a grave.
Yeah. I was outside and you have a grave and you're next to Grandma, but maybe Grandma was that spider ghost lady that... Okay, I don't know. That doesn't seem important right now. But who? What?
It was easier to explain to a child that you were dead, says someone rolling in through the fog.
Yep.
I didn't have the heart to tell her that her mother left without a word, without a care, without a note, and just abandoned us both.
I left the ring.
Well, great! Thank you for the ring. It really did a lot of emotional comforting, and it helped us through a long grieving period. Why, I can't think of how many nights Mahari and I stared lovingly at that spider ring and just felt so good about the fact that there was no female influence in our life.
Well, Dad, I'm gonna just sort of be honest here and say, like, for making the distinction between leaving in the middle of the night and her dying, it's a real six of one, half dozen of the other situation. And I don't know, thinking that she left, like, maybe I could have thought that she would come back and I could do something that would make her come back.
Exactly. You would have felt some sort of guilt or responsibility that I didn't want you to feel.
I could have found her.
Why would I want you to find someone who abandoned you? He goes over to Mahari. Why would I want you to worry about looking for someone who abandoned you? You have a family here. And it's not perfect. I have my own problems with Ulthur. But we love you. And we would never leave you. I did love your mother. Biological mother. But... she left, and I didn't want you to keep thinking about what if.
Judas, how could you forget the promise I made you? I promised you that if I was gone for a dozen years and a day, you could forget me. But I told you I needed that amount of time to be able to come back to you.
I am a bard, and I know romantic nonsense when I hear it. You can't say to me that you're going to come back after such a long amount of time and expect me to believe you. You said nothing. You were going to protect us? Going to save
worried.
Us from something? Well, good. I'm glad you felt that I was equal enough for you to share that information with me.
There's nothing you could have done to stop other people from storming this house.
I could have known. And believe it or not, that's actually pretty important. You have been absent from this child's life for years, and you come into this house in the company of another assassin to kill my father, and I'm supposed to think fondly on your promise and your ring, and everything is suddenly forgiven?
Now, those are assumptions I need to correct. I was not told why I was coming here. I was brought here as a scout. I had no idea that this was where I was going to be when they brought me from the Underdark.
I think this is a great moment for us to be interrupted.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I come on in real quick, or is it like the beastie, or like...
Yeah, what would you like to do? You hear a clapping from behind you. And is Rugaru with you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. A clapping He's also from behind like... you.
She's also snorting. Isn't this beautiful? What a nice moment of reunion. Who could have guessed it would have gone like this, right? Ugh, crazy. Drisair, you've been great. Thanks so much. But you should probably do what you're good at and leave.
Okay. I can't have you coming in this room and talking to us like you have been blameless in this whole affair. You are the reason that she is here, if you don't remember. Because you came here, you had her come here to kill my father, to kill Mahari's grandfather.
So that the three of us could have a beautiful life together.
No! No, because we could actually have a beautiful life and not murder people!
Oh, could we? Have you ever tried planting corn? I have. I know exactly what it's like to be poor, scraping by with nothing. You can't understand. You just sit there and have your pretty ideas and you sing your songs and write beautiful poetry, which is why I chose you. And you've never had to scrabble for a thing. I know what it takes. I wouldn't wish that on you. I wouldn't wish it on Mahari. And that's why I am doing this for all of us.
Delilah?
Yes, sweetie.
You have the right to remain silent.
No. And I love
Anything
that.
That you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney. Mahari, you cannot provide an attorney. One will be provided for you. And any evidence found in the discovery of
Do you know the whole thing?
I know most of it. I'm a junior novice deputy sheriff.
You, keep going. It's great.
Any evidence found in the process of this arrest is subject to the chain of custody and will be surrendered to the court of law with a receipt. And you are still under a small citizen's arrest. And I think it is time that you get out of here because there's been nothing but problems since you came into our house.
Is that true?
It is.
Who sent you to the sheriff's office for your certificate, huh?
Don't act like the certificate was part of your plan.
No, I just...
You didn't have the certificate as part of the plan.
No, fine.
But just because you do a couple nice things for me doesn't mean you're a nice person.
While you, as you say that, Dimitri comes in with the family lawyer. You wanted him?
Yes, I did. Which side is Dimitri coming in?
Over here.
Great. Good job, Dimitri. I know that this isn't exactly how the spell is used, and this is going to be like kind of a
Rule
big
of cool.
move. So yeah, he grabs the lawyer's hand and runs over to grab Mahari, whether Mahari wants to be grabbed or not. And I think... looking, because these are windows, right?
Yes.
I'm seeing.
Yes.
Okay. Looking through, he has no idea that this is what's happening, which I love. Looking through the window, he sees the other entrance to the house,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to cast Misty Step,
one okay.
of his second level spells, And I don't think Misty Step actually allows him to take other people.
It doesn't.
But he is going to take the lawyer and Mahari with him in his Misty Step over here to just the other side of house to clear them out of this chaotic room.
That's perfect. So a silvery mist falls over the room just as the fog had finished clearing. Now there's a slight amount more fog. And Judas disappears from the room.
Okay.
Leaving behind Mahari and the lawyer because they don't come with Misty Step.
Okay. All right. I guess I wouldn't have done it if that was.
Oh, I thought that. I'm sorry, James. I thought you said that. No, I know that.
It doesn't work this way. I'm asking you to do it for the spirit of drama.
Then yes. Yeah, then I will allow that to happen. So you guys come over here. So you and the lawyer are over there with Mahari. Assuming Mahari, did you allow your father?
Yeah,
because
you probably could. You could struggle if you want.
That seems like my dad grabbing me seems still okay because he so far has not plotted a murder or returned from the grave. So I'm pretty on board for this.
Yeah. Okay. So you have disappeared over in that area over there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You have acted. What is Hooch doing? How is Hooch going to respond to this stuff
Hooch.
Going on?
Hooch is a spider beast now. Okay. How many things can he do at a time?
Well, he can move. He can act.
Okay. Where's the wolf? The
over
wolf's
here.
In
the
room?
The purple wolf right
next
here.
To me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What Hooch is going to do, he's going to climb up the wall, for he is a spider dog.
Yes.
And then he's going to leap onto Delilah and try and bite.
Oh, that's awesome. All right.
Yeah.
So he's going to, from the higher position, he's crawled up the wall,
yep.
And he's actually going to pounce onto you. If you've ever had a spider, like, falling from the ceiling.
Yeah, if you've ever had
ceiling,
a giant 8-foot spider falling from the
this
ceiling.
This is a giant 8-foot spider jumping from the ceiling onto you.
Okay.
Okay, so please make an attack.
Okay, roll my 20?
Yes.
Where'd it go? Oh, here it is. Okay, come on, Hooch. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Well, do I add anything? I add 5.
Yep.
So it's an 11.
An 11. I'm going to give you actually surprise on this. I don't think, Delilah, would you have expected the spider to attack you?
The spider also had high ground,
yeah.
too, so that's
yeah.
advantage.
So you roll with advantage, meaning you'll
roll again.
And
roll again.
Roll 20 again, yeah.
Okay. Come on, Hooch. No, it was worse.
No. All right, 11. So an 11. So Hooch jumped down, and he did not land on you. You'll look at
he's
your AC.
He's not used to being a spider.
He's not been a spider for many years.
AC's going to be up here. Oh, okay. AC 10 unarmored.
A 10?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
ooh.
Yes. He does.
He does bite.
He's not used to being a spider, but he jumps down, and he manages to claw his way on top of Delilah. Okay.
Yep, and he's biting, so
okay.
I did that. So now his damage... D6 plus 3, is
mm-hmm.
that it? Okay, so here we go. My D6, is that it? Is that
yeah.
right? Okay. Oh no, he's a 5.
Okay, but there's more to it. So you suffer 5 points of damage,
mm-hmm.
okay? And you have to make a constitution saving throw as that spider poison starts to seep into your open wound.
So
in
roll
your whole
your
situation.
D20.
15.
A 15. All right. So you're able to reject the poison anyway.
Okay.
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 So she got how many damage?
I still took 5.
5?
Yes.
Okay.
Can all I right. can I respond?
You should definitely respond.
I go, Hooch, what the hell? It's me. Come on. Ow. Ow. Ah. Stings.
Hooch didn't have this many legs before.
Ah, God. Cast animal friendship. Come on. Be cool. It's me. I'd like to cast animal friendship.
Okay. So you'll need to, I think that you make a, what does it say?
Okay, the spell is you convince a beast that you mean it no harm. Choose a beast that you can see within range, must see and hear you. The beast must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or be charmed by you for the spell's duration. If you or any one of your companions harms the target, the spell's end.
Okay, right. What do I
So you're
going
to roll your d20.
Okay.
And you will add your wisdom.
Yeah, okay. He's a, just for clarification, he is a dog. So wisdom, not his strong suit. He got a 6.
Okay, so he is definitely no longer hostile towards Delilah.
Okay. Sure.
Good boy. Ah, gross. Oh, God. I don't know. You're beautiful. Ah. She's trying to, like, pet him, but it's, like, not going well because he has, like, a spider body where it's, like, the really sparse hair. So, like.
Oh, yeah. Oh. All right.
Okay.
Was Rugaru going to respond or and it do anything?
Oh, yeah, he was really no help back there, was he? I feel like she like turns him and is like, Rugaru, and he's like
texting.
Licking himself. Yeah, he's like
what?
Yeah, he's like, sorry, it looks like you had it. Ugh. It's just Hooch, who knew? We've been like hanging out forever. He loves these like late night Johns. Ugh. They understand all of this because they're all like wolf brains. And she's like, come on, bad boy. Bad.
Rugaru's ears going down.
Yeah. But it reveals just more like beautiful rainbow fur underneath as they lay back. Mm-hmm. He just kind of goes, ugh, whatever, and like flomps down on his haunches at her feet.
Awesome. And Trisair.
Oh, boy. She just watched.
You are kind of left alone with the wife.
Yeah. I just watched Judas and my daughter disappear out of the room, and I'm just like reaching a point of frustration.
Yep.
I'm just like, I'm trying to save these people I love.
And no one will listen to
me. Literally no one will listen to me right now. This is very frustrating.
Why don't you want to kill Uther? He's a diok.
Because he took me in. He gave me a home.
Okay, but
he
like
he helped
same.
Me through pregnancy and he helped raise my daughter. He might be a rich douche nozzle, but he's still a man in my daughter's life who has treated her very well and given her a wealthy home where she could learn all of these magnificent things that she wouldn't have learned anywhere else.
Yeah, I guess he did a lot more for her than you did, so I can see why you'd feel that way.
Oh my God.
She's done, and she's punching.
Awesome.
Yep.
All right.
Aiming right for the face region. Let's see. Ooh, golly, that's an 18.
Ooh.
Ooh, no.
Spicy punch.
So that strikes her squarely in the nose.
Yep.
And so you'll deal 1 plus your strength for
okay.
unarmed.
1d6?
No, it's for unarmed strike is just 1 point plus your strength bonus.
Which is 1.
Okay,
so you've
so
just
you
got
will suffer 2 points.
So you've got a bloody nose. That's about it.
You just got blood on my wedding dress.
Yes.
I think that Delilah's not real stoked. So she is going to.
She's taken an action by casting Animal Friendship.
Oh,
this
that's
turn.
Right. She only gets 1 per turn.
However, Rugaru hasn't.
Oh.
He's just kind of sat back on
his
haunches.
Texting.
Texting, right?
He puts on his phone, and you can see the glitter on his case still falling after he's already set it down. He's going to bite. That's what he does. So he's like, that's my friend, Noah. So he leaps. At Dresser. So see, got it. 16.
16 plus other stuff?
It hits.
Okay, you hit. So then use your, what is the damage?
Okay.
It's 2d4 plus 3.
Yeah. Great. 1. Come on, bro. Okay, 2. Great. 5. Okay. This is like the saddest bitch fight ever. Slap. No. Nah. Text. Shed.
All right.
I think he does take a moment to like snap a pic for Insta while he's, I'm in a fight.
He filters it. He's taking a long time to be like, which one? And asks Dresser.
Which bite? Which one looks better to you, Fame?
Oh, quick question. Dresser gets 2 attacks per turn.
Yes, she does.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'd like to say I just kind of delayed until after that happened, mm-hmm. and I would like to now cast Darkness.
2 attacks per turn, meaning
different.
You can, attack
not,
twice
but
or
I can't
take an
cast.
Action of casting a spell. So,
so I can't.
Yeah,
do
you
that.
Can. You can make a second attack. You can
okay.
like you know double tap that face.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
But this time after, what was his name?
Rugaru.
After Rugaru coming after me, I've decided to not pull punches anymore, and I pull out one of the. Knives that I brought with me.
Okay, yeah.
And take a stab.
Yep, you actually have a short sword.
A short sword.
Yep.
Yeah. Ooh. 18.
Whoa, 18. What are these rolls?
Yeah.
I don't know. Ooh, my lucky short sword. Plus 5 to hit, so yeah, that definitely... It's a spider. Does that mean I got 6?
Yes.
Are you attacking Rigaru or...
I think I shirk off Rigaru and go straight for Delilah.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay, so 6 That's points. Oh, plus 2.
So 8 points of damage.
Dang. To Delilah. She's struck with a sword.
I put a big slash through your dumb dress.
Oh!
Well, heroes, that's it for One Shot this week. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with the conclusion of our Of Drow Origin adventure. In the meantime, if you're looking for other great gaming shows, check out Warda. Warda is an original fantasy actual play podcast created by Ali Grauer and Drew Merzieski. It's one part Game of Thrones, 2 parts Downton Abbey, served on the rocks with a twist of Agatha Christie. Discover magic, mystery, and more than a little socio-political commentary along the way. The city holds thousands of stories. What will yours be? Coming up this week on the One Shot Twitch stream, on Thursday, we'll be streaming more Gloomhaven for a new episode of TPK at 7 p.m. Central Time. On Sunday the 15th at 1 p.m., we're going to be featuring a special preview of Magpie's upcoming game, Zombie World. That will be GM'd by Sarah Richardson, who you know from our Bluebeard's Bride episodes. Trust me, heroes, you definitely don't want to miss this one. You can find all that and more at twitch.tv/oneshotrpg. Heroes, do you love the wild character relationships we have on One Shot? Do you enjoy playing your own games so much that you wish that you could take the fun home with you and play alone? Well, I've got good news on both fronts. I recently wrote a book called The Ultimate RPG Character Backstory Guide, prompts and activities to create the most interesting story for your character. It's got 100 different activities to help you build more complex backstories for your characters, and it's designed to help you engage with the imagination play of role-playing as a single-player experience, meaning you can play while you're alone. The game doesn't have to end when you leave the table. October 2nd, it's going to be available everywhere books are sold. You can pre-order it now at Barnes & Noble, on Amazon, or at your favorite brick-and-mortar bookstore. Just ask for it by name, even though it's a long one. The Ultimate RPG Character Backstory Guide. Prompts and activities to create the most interesting story for your character. Heroes, many of your one-shot favorites will be at Gen Con this year, and we have a lot of panels and shows that we'd like you to attend. You can get the full list over at bit.ly/osngencon. That's bit.ly/osngencon. There, you can find a fully updated document of everything we're doing. One-shot events tend to sell out quickly, though, so please sign up as soon as you can. And if an event does get sold out, you can always show up at the appointed time and location with generic tickets to try and get in. We'd love to see more people at our Warda Live show on Saturday at 4 p.m. and our Neo Scum Live show Friday at 5 p.m. As always, heroes, we end One Shot with a call to action. And this week, once again, I'm going to be talking about finding justice for immigrant families who were separated at the U.S. border. Although protests, lawsuits, and pressure from voters have led to some major victories on this issue, it is not done yet. The Trump administration may have rescinded their barbaric policy, but there are still families who have not been reunited. The only way we're going to get those children back to their parents is by continuing to pressure our representatives. You can do that by making a simple call. Now, when I call my representatives, I use 5calls.org. That's the number 5calls.org. There, you can find issue summaries for issues like this or any other important issue around the country, along with contact information for your representative and a script to read while you're on the phone to make sure your message gets across clearly. Calling takes just a few minutes, and it can make a huge difference on issues like this. As always, a humble and hearty thanks to our supporters on Patreon. If you want to help us in a non-monetary way, the best thing you can do is tell a friend. You can also leave us a rating and review on iTunes. Every 5-star review we get helps new people find the show. For the latest One-Shot news, be sure to follow me on Twitter at OneShotRPG. Look us up on Facebook at facebook.com/oneshotpod, or look for news on the site at oneshotpodcast.com. If you want to inquire about ad rates, live appearances, commissioning episodes, or you have a general question or comment for the show, contact us at gamemaster@oneshotpodcast.com. One Shot is a production of the One Shot Podcast Network, in association with Paracosm Press. Paracosm Press is a Chicago-based tabletop games publisher. You can find more information at RACOSM Press.com. Finally, that music, which is right now swelling up over my voice, is Adventure by Be Your Own Pet, courtesy of Infinity Cat Records. See you next time, heroes.